Hi Paul, thanks for sitting down and talking to me about some of your favourite local ingredients. I don't know how your chef's whites are still looking so pristine, because it looks like you've had a big day here and a big week.
Well, no, it's great to sit down with you, and it has been an extremely busy week. We've just reopened, and obviously with a new menu, very exciting, and with a few years' experience, I do keep quite clean in the kitchen.
You've only been in Byron for a short time, so what brought you here?
We moved up here in January, myself and my fiance. Main reason was that Erin is a doctor and is doing her rural GP training up here for a two-year period.
Have you found the ingredients that you have to play with up here any different from when you were back in Sydney?
Look, I mean, whether it's at home or at work, we do obviously get excited on a weekly basis on the Sundays, going to the markets, which are on a rotation in the region, just about to sort of buy your fresh produce from the local growers for home, as well as it keeps you in tune with what's actually in season. By comparison to living in a busy city, you generally don't have the time to sort of cruise down to the growers' market. My favourites would be in produce, being able to become excited by what's in season, whether it's at the moment, whether it's some beautiful beetroots and cauliflowers and broccolis, even some of your Asian greens, being able to make some wonderful winter soups. Utilising the local suppliers, whether it's from the sea or from the earth, beef cheeks, pork belly.
Pork belly has been on a long run as a really trendy ingredient. Is it something that you find your customers still really want?
Look, you can never get enough. Pork belly is something that can be cooked for 12 hours and it just melts in your mouth. It can be served with scallops, which is a wonderful combination. But what we are finding is quite popular as well is the beef cheeks, which we are getting from Farmgate, Trovador, do come from the New South Wales-Queensland border. And again, we do braise them overnight. So with the beef cheeks, we seal them off in a pan and then we put them into a braising liquid of predominantly red wine, lots of red wine, and some chopped vegetables, mirepoix, carrots, celery, onions, lemon thyme, and some bay leaves. And they're slow cooked for over 12 hours in a oven at sort of about 95 degrees in the actual liquor, braising liquor. And then through service, we actually reheat them, and they just melt like butter because all the connective tissue is actually being broken down through the slow cooking process. And they're served with just a beautiful creamy mashed potato and the braising liquid.
Do you find that people come here, you're on the top of Main Beach, are they looking for something that is particularly Byron Bay on the plate?
I think generally the clientele are always very interested in knowing where the produce is from and if it is locally grown. And we tend to make a point about it, whether it's described on the menu or the waiters actually say, look, this is from Byron Bay hinterland, so forth. Just to let them know that there's less carbon footprint and that we do support the local growers. I think if you're describing a dish and you're actually acknowledging that it is locally grown, that the customer is probably more excited and just being more aware that we are conscious about it being locally grown and not sort of brought in from the other side of the world.
Thank you so much, Paul. Now I've just got one last question because you're cooking with Clayton Donovan from the Jarning Tree, and he specialises in indigenous ingredients. There's something on your menu that I've never heard of. What's strawberry gum?
I'm actually looking forward and very excited about the dinner and working closely with Clayton when he arrives, probably a day or two prior to the evening. And when I find out myself, I'll let you know.
Thank you so much, Paul.
Pleasure.